Joey Greer, traveling a lonely path on the run. Until his flight is interrupted by the understanding friendship of Lassie and Lucy Baker, a deaf girl. Which brings the beginning of trust and hope for one who has never known a real home and the love of a family.
That's right, Joey Greer, age 13. Yes, Lieutenant. I'm pretty sure he's a runway. I'd appreciate your checking it out for me.
Lieutenant, I'm sure he's had a rough time of it. We'd sure like him to stay with us if it's possible.
But then, misunderstanding a telephone conversation, a dream is destroyed. And a confused, frightened boy flees the Holden Ranch to continue his run to nowhere.
Hey, Ron, you see Joey? Not yet. He's gone.
Andy, Lane, come on. Keith! Joey's gone. I was up at 5:30. He must have left sometime during the night.
Well, there's no telling how much of a head start he's had on us.
Or which way he's running.
Guess it was my fault, that fight we had.
It was more than just a fight, Lane. Whatever it was, we've got to find him. He needs our help. Dale, have Lassie pick up the scent from the bedding in Joey's room. She'll be a big help tracking.
All right. Come on, Lassie.
You two stay here and take charge. We might be overnight.
Yes, sir, we will. Come on, let's go find Joey.
Nothing but wilderness up there.
Joey's on a run to nowhere. That's why we've got to find him. Honey, this is liable to be a pretty rough trip.
But Joey's my friend, and I want to help. How do you know he's way up here?
Well, Lassie seems to think so.
I suppose you know he's a runaway.
Yes, we know.
I guess I should have told you yesterday, but I thought if he came to the ranch and stayed a while, maybe you could help him.
We want to help him, Lucy, but first we've got to find him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Looks like Lassie's lost the trail.
Only a few hours of daylight left. Ron, I want you to head back to Solvang. Notify the sheriff's office, the Civil Air Patrol, and the ranger station. See if you can get a full-scale search going.
Yes, sir.
And stay at the ranch and take charge. Lucy, I think you better head back with Ron.
But Joey is... Oh, please, Keith. I want to stay here with you and Dale.
Okay. Ron, call Lucy's mother. Explain to her what's happened. Tell her that she's with us and tell her not to worry.
Right.
Lassie? Come on, girl.
Here's that girl.
That's right. Figueroa Mountains, grid patterns 18 through 30. I get one plane up now. We've only got about an hour of daylight left. Now, if there's no luck by tonight, we'll pick it up at sunrise. Oh, right. The sheriff's search and rescue and the ranger station's already on it. They've got three teams working up the east side of the mountains. Roger. Good luck.
CAP 172 to headquarters. I'm running out of light. No sign of the boy.
Return to base. Can you fly tomorrow?
You bet. I'll be ready for takeoff at dawn.
Scared and hungry.
He's a tough little guy, Lucy.
Yeah. I guess that's part of the trouble. He's just stubborn enough that he won't ask for help.
A lot of young people won't ask for help, Lucy. That doesn't mean they don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you better try and get some sleep. We're gonna have a big day tomorrow.
CAP 172 to headquarters. I think I've spotted him. Stand by. He set it up toward Wilderness Ridge. Map sector 701, grid 22.
According to my reports, the Holden party is the closest to your position. They should be moving up the Figueroa Trail in sector 698.
Now that's about 2 miles east of here. I'll find them.
Write out the details of your sighting and make a drop. Now, with any luck, they ought to be able to move in and pick the boy up.
Roger, I'm on my way.
He's 2 miles ahead, moving toward Wilderness Ridge.
Joey.
Okay.
Easy, son. We'll get you out of there.
Can you loop a rope under your shoulders?
I don't think so. I'm wedged in pretty tight.
I'll go down, Keith.
Okay, Lassie. How did you find me?
Well, we had a lot of people helping. Sheriff's office, the ranger station, civil air patrol.
That plane, it was searching for me?
Well, he spotted you and dropped us a message.
Here I come!
You leave, Joey. Don't you like the ranch?
I like it fine, but he knows I'm a runaway. He was gonna send me back to L.A. I heard him talking to the police.
I should have listened closer, Joey. I was making arrangements to have you stay with us.
Everybody wants you to stay, Joey.
But you've got to want it too, Joey, if it's gonna work.
You've been running to nowhere, Joey. Why don't you give it a chance?
I'd like that just fine.